Introduction. Research is a vital part of academic writing. It is a helpful tool that you can use to discover new info and develop creative solutions. Want to learn more about what research is? Then, you can read our blog, What is Research? Definition, methods, types, process, and examples. Research is essential. However, you should learn the different types of research. As a result, it can be easy to choose the one that is most suitable for your study. This is because each type involves diverse approaches. Primary and secondary research are two main types, but each serves a distinct purpose. These types of research cover a wide range of research methods. This informative piece will explore the difference between primary versus secondary research for you. So, let us begin. What is primary research? Primary research is used when you plan to study from scratch. You go out and collect new information yourself. You use different processes to gather information, such as know what students think about school lunches. That being the case, you could survey them directly. Read more. What is primary research? What is secondary research? Secondary research is like using someone else's work. You look at information that has already been collected by other people. You can collect data through books and other sources. For instance, you want to know how many people voted in the last election. If so, you could look at government records. Read more. What is secondary research? Primary versus secondary research, the difference. When to use primary research? Primary research is most effective when you need to achieve the following goals. It is ideal when the data you need is not found in current literature or databases. This type of research can reveal new trends, patterns, or angles that are not covered before. The idea of this research is to confirm or refute data directly from the target people in order to obtain relevant insights. When to use secondary research? Secondary research is a good option when you are looking for available data or trends to derive new findings on a study. You aim to compare your findings with those from existing studies or industry standards to validate or contrast your results. This type of research can help you refine your questions or hypotheses before going to primary research. You want to analyze different viewpoints on a subject in order to understand it better. Sources of primary research: surveys and questionnaires. In this process, you ask people a set of questions, which can be written or online. Researchers gather the responses directly in order to understand what people think, feel, or do. For the most part, it is used in quantitative methods. Interviews. Interviews are one-on-one talks with concerned people. A researcher may also ask questions or experiences. Generally, they can take place in person, over the phone, or online. Focus groups. In a focus group, a small number of people discuss a specific topic. The researcher listens to their opinions and experiences. When you gather different viewpoints on the subject, it improves your know-how of a subject. Observations. It can help how people or events unfold in real life without disturbing them. For example, they might observe how customers behave in a store to gather information. Experiments. You control certain conditions to test an idea. You can see how people react or how outcomes change by changing situations. It also helps you understand cause and effect. Case studies. A case study is a deep study of a specific topic. It is a way to learn a lot about something by looking closely at real-life examples. For instance, you could study a person, a group, a place, or an event to understand it better. Sources of secondary research. In these types of journals, you get the articles from experts. Articles that peers have reviewed. It can provide reliable and detailed information on different topics based on new studies. This is a qualitative method by nature. Books and textbooks. Books are written by experts to give a lot of information on a certain subject. It can explain lots of factors in a simple or detailed way. Government reports. These are official papers from gov offices that share facts, numbers, and ideas on topics such as health, education, or the economy. Databases. Databases are online places where you can find lots of information. For example, PubMed or Google Scholar has many research papers that help people learn more about different subjects. Online articles and blogs. Websites and blogs offer a wide range of information. Some content is written by experts, while others may simply reflect personal opinions. In these types of journals, you get the articles from experts. Articles that peers have reviewed. It can provide reliable and detailed information on different topics based on new studies. This is a qualitative method by nature. Books and textbooks. Books are written by experts to give a lot of information on a certain subject. It can explain lots of factors in a simple or detailed way. Government reports. These are official papers from gov offices that share facts, numbers, and ideas on topics such as health, education, or the economy. Databases. Databases are online places where you can find lots of information. For example, PubMed or Google Scholar has many research papers that help people learn more about different subjects. Online articles and blogs. Websites and blogs offer a wide range of information. Some content is written by experts, while others may simply reflect personal research. Pros. You gather data that directly answer your specific research question. You decide how to collect the data. In addition, you can choose how to use it. The data tends to be more precise and trustworthy. You may find fresh insights or trends through your research. Cons. It can take a lot of time to gather new data. This type of research can be costly, especially for big projects. If it is not done correctly, then there is a chance that personal biases might affect the results. Pros and cons of secondary research. Pros. It is easier to use old data than to collect new data. You can also save time by using old data. It's often free or cheaper than doing primary research. You can look at data from various sources to get a broader understanding. It can also back up or strengthen your primary research results. Cons. The data might not perfectly match your specific research needs. The reliability of the data can differ depending on how the data is gathered or analyzed. The original researcher's biases might have influenced the data. How to use primary versus secondary research? You can start with secondary research. As a result, it will give you a good understanding of what's already known. The best use case of primary research is to find specific details. If you need to know something new or more specific, research. Make your academic paper perfect with journal publisher. Journal publisher professional editing services can help you in making your academic writing perfect. We can help you in thesis editing services, dissertation editing services, research paper editing services. Contact us and get the best services for your academic needs. Conclusion. Primary versus secondary research are two ways to find information. Primary research means getting new information straight from the source. On the other hand, secondary research uses information that someone else has already found.